Welcome back to VNN. This is episode 34 with Michael again, part two, the final part. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Let's see. Last time you've been in a relationship, like an actual, like not like,
talk about
no,
it.
not like long-term relationship, just like a week or 2 weeks or maybe like a day.
Like, it's been a while,
bro. Like, I like you. She likes me. That's a relationship, in my opinion.
Would count then?
Who's me?
Okay, then it won't. Because you don't remember. The girl I met at New Year's.
I guess. Year's. Oh, yeah. I remember.
I mean, yeah. If I had, wasn't sick, maybe.
Like, relationship, but, Like, well, I like you. You like me. Let's talk. If she didn't know you liked her.
I don't think I. First of all, you never tell a girl you like them.
What?
You never tell a girl really? You like them. No.
No, I tell them.
No, because they think they get the control now, right?
So fuck no.
That's a whole other thing that you like.
I don't understand. Yeah.
No, not that you understand, but that like we have to think about like, yeah, you can tell a girl. That would probably be like a last resort type of thing.
No.
Like, if you really want them.
Fuck no.
You do that the first thing?
Not first thing. Oh, I talk to them. I get to know them. And once I'm like, oh, yeah, I vibe. Or let's do nerd term, like new terms. Vibe. I vibe with you. I get you. You understand me. Well, I think you understand me. I like you. And then, like, after, like, maybe the second day or the third day we talk. And it's like personal stuff or like something like that, like family stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I like you. Usually they go, I like you back or, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And if they go, oh, what the fuck? I'm like, okay, my bad.
So, I mean.
And then they're like, but.
I'm sure you've had more experience about this. But let me ask a question real quick, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm sure you had more experience with this. But once you've told them that you like them, how much do they try after that?
Not much. And I like that. I like that more.
Oh, okay. Well, you also, there's a lot of things you like more than normal people.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm weird.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm weird.
Like, that's exactly what I was trying to say.
Also, I'm like old style.
Yeah.
I'm like really old style. Like, don't wear makeup. Don't wear, don't dress up. I want to see you as you.
Right.
I did it to I think it was like, 4-3 years ago, my ex-girlfriend, who was a gang leader, I think I talked about her in my last podcast, where gang leader, I was like, don't wear makeup. She's like, I have to. I was like, why? And then she like took off all her makeup. She had tattoos everywhere. And I was like, oh, this makes sense. Okay, I understand. But like the girls who like put the fucking face up, and it was like, oh, my God, you look stunning. And then they wipe it all off. And I'm like, oh, my God, you look a fucking gross motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't date those.
What was I saying? But that's what I'm trying to, like, that's why you don't tell them you like them. Because they don't try after.
They don't try.
They think they have you under their wing. And now, they think they have you under your wing. And now...
No, I know what you mean.
Now you could just lose them like that.
That's fine.
They could find.
If I don't like them, if I don't have to try, if I don't have to try, and I'm like, fuck no, bye.
Yeah.
They don't lose me. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't lose them. They lose me.
That's your mentality behind it.
Yeah.
But even if it's a girl you want to retain, like.
If it's a girl I retain, like I want to retain and I lose her, it's because I said something or I did something.
Yeah, probably because you told them you like them.
No, it's nothing like that.
It's nothing like that.
No, it's probably because I said something either insensitive or I was being too much me and they don't like it. And I'm like, fuck. Yeah, that's literally why. But it's never like, oh, I like them and they back off. No, it's not like when so about you, right? When a girl, when you tell them I like you, what do you think? And they like either back off the next day or the day of. They're like, oh shit.
Wait, what? Say again?
So like, see, with me, I never think about, oh, I like you. And they back off. When they back off, it's more like, oh, my bad. Let's be friends then. Because I'm fine being friends.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Hmm. You find a girl that you really, really like. Yeah. That you really want to retain. Mm-hmm. Like you want to not spend a life with them, but you want to like have an actual relationship.
Yeah,
a
relationship.
Would you work tell out them with. You like them?
Yeah.
Even if they don't start, even if they start, or they don't try as much after?
Yeah.
And that's fine with you?
Yeah.
And how do you think that you'll be able to retain them, like, yeah, well? Like, easily? Or not easily, but, like, the same as before? Or that you think, like, you can
every relationship, make
that relationship after?
So, wait.
Just from your...
All right, let's start with a different fucking thing. Because you're going into, like, work. Like, does relationships have to have work? Yes. All relationships have to have work.
No, I'm saying, like, after you tell them you like them, do you think you're going to have to try harder to retain them?
Fuck no.
Even if they stop trying.
Yes.
After.
Because once I tell them I like them, it's up to them. It's literally up to them. If they say...
I see what you're saying.
If they say, hey, I don't like you, or I like you back, and they stop trying, oh, fuck yes, please. But if they try harder, I'm like, ah, try less. Because
I'm saying like...
I don't think I'm weird. I'm just like old ways kind of thing.
Like I'm saying, they're not trying to like do anything to make you like them, I guess. Does that make sense?
What? No, wait.
They're not doing anything to make you like them. Now it's...
Me like them?
Now it's like if you tell them you like them and they're not trying anymore, it's because they think that it's our relationship on my time. They think it's on their time.
That's fine.
And you're okay with that?
Yes, dude. Why are you not okay with that? Wait, first, why are you not okay with that?
Okay, well,
why are you not okay with that?
A few things.
Like, why are you not okay with them not trying anymore?
A few things.
Okay.
A few things. Yeah. If it's the relationship on their time, then they can decide just like that to give it up. You can lose them a lot easier.
Okay.
Another thing is...
Wait. Back up. Why do you think it's like a lot easier to lose them?
Because they're not trying anymore. They're not trying to retain you anymore.
Are you trying?
They think, huh?
Are you trying?
Of course I'm going to try.
Like try what?
Okay, so you're talking about telling them you like them once you've already like
so
made that threshold.
Let's say I go out on a first date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course I'm going to dress up.
Okay.
I'm going to dress up. And she's going to dress up too.
Okay.
Her stunning ass outfit. I'm going to dress up in maybe not full suit, but at least like a collared shirt, button up, and like I look good.
Okay.
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 Kind of like what you look like in Bahim.
I would not do that. Take that on a date.
Like a good restaurant.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a first date, good restaurant kind of thing, right? I will look like you.
Okay.
At least I'll try.
Uh huh.
And she will try to look her best.
Okay.
And then. After that, I think she liked me. So I'll be like, I really like you. Let's like be boyfriend and girlfriend, right? And then she stopped trying to be like perfect. And she tried to be like herself or like not like she stopped trying. She stopped trying to be a good or not a good girlfriend, but she stopped trying, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. Perfect. Because I'm not looking for someone who's like trying every fucking day to like retain my attention. Right?
It's not retain your attention. It's more like I don't know how to explain this to you because you have like a different.
Yes, I have a way different point of view of like most guys now.
Because like, are those girls? Are they talking to other guys?
No.
Okay, there you go.
And if they are, then oh well.
But. Yeah, you still don't really want them to feel like they have, not that they can't have it. I'm just saying, like, you want to be able to make sure they have that, like, want factor.
Because at the end of the day, if they're talking to other guys, at the end of the day, they're still with me.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck
yeah, guys. Fuck them.
Yeah, but if you tell them you like them, then they might try, like, they might be like, oh, I can fool around with this guy because this guy still likes me, you know, but.
If they're like that, then oh well.
Yeah.
Oh well. I don't know.
Yeah. I need them to want me.
If they get fucking pregnant, then fuck you, bitch. Bye. Right? But like, at the end of the day, she likes me. I like her. If she talks to other guys, and I talk to other girls. How did we get to
this again?
My relationship issues.
No, that's not how we got to it. I said, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. It was a long while ago. But like, seriously, dude, like,
if a girl, I'm gonna be editing this, and I'm gonna be like, "Oh, that was it.
That was it." But like, and then you can play back. But anyway, like I was saying, if I tell a girl I like her, and either she says, "Oh, I like you too," or "I'm sorry, but I like you as a friend more," I'm fine with both. The only reason is because I'm in the army. I'm not gonna stay for a while. I'm gonna stay for a short time, which is like a year or two, right? At most 3 years. And if you like me as a friend, that's cool. I'm not gonna talk to you as much, of course. One girl didn't understand that. We stopped being friends.
Okay.
Because you know how I am as a friend.
Uh-huh.
I don't really message y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I only message y'all when I'm in town. Not even that. Like, even if I'm in town, I don't message y'all.
Yeah.
I know. It's like when I'm bored, I'm like, "Hey, guys, I'm in town." And you're like, when did you come in town? I'm like, "A week ago." And they're like, "What the fuck?" Like, you.
Yeah.
But like, seriously, like, when it comes to a girl and I like her, it's up to her.
Damn.
At the end of the day, it's up to her. If she likes me back, cool. If she likes me the same way as I do, awesome. That's perfect. Awesome. But if she doesn't and she just likes me, cool. I'm fine with it. I will make it to the point where she will love me.
You fuck her till she loves you.
No, not fuck her. I'll make sure I don't fuck her.
Okay.
Because I don't trust her.
Okay.
But yeah, like, say, like, still, like, I don't know. Like, it's weird. Yes, I get the opportunities like you do, or like some guys do, not like you do.
Thanks, bro. Hey,
you told me multiple times. I know. Like, I don't get them opportunities.
Yeah, I know.
But like, I may have opportunities, but I'm not into that kind of thing. Not anymore. When I was, 21, 22, yes, I was into that. But when I was like 23, 24, almost 20, like I'm going to be 25 September, I'm not into that anymore. I'm good. I'm tired. I just want to find somebody who I can trust, relate, and be with, who will be with me, even though I am in the army, and it's really hard to deal with somebody in the army. I get that. And most people nowadays, especially nowadays, because my mom doesn't fucking understand. Dude, I have a conversation with my mom every day about it. She's like, "Why don't I have somebody? Your sister has somebody." I'm like, "My sister's 28. She finally had a fucking baby. When did you have a baby?"
Yeah, mom.
Yeah, mom. No, like, seriously, I was like, "When did you have a baby?" She's like, "21. I'm like, "Exactly. It's different nowadays." And then my brother-in-law, dude, me and my brother-in-law had like a 3-hour long conversation.
About
relationships. Mm. He's like, "I dated so many crazy ass fucking girls." He's like, "Y'all talk bad about your sister, because my sister's hard to deal with."
Mm-hmm.
"But only because she's a brat."
Yeah.
"She's not hard to deal with as a person. But when it comes to like want and needs, she's a brat."
Yeah.
"That's why we call her hard. Like, she's hard to deal with, because my family's like all back in the olden times."
Mm-hmm.
Olden times, as in we beat their kids.
Right.
People don't get what they want because we don't have money, kind of thing, right?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like, she's hard to deal with. He's like, "No, fuck no." And she's like, "Perfect for me." Because nowadays, girls just want money or power. And I don't have any of those.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way.
To tell you the truth, there's like a whole psychology behind the relationship between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
When they like each other. And I think you're getting a lot of false positives.
False positives? As in what? I was like, I see more than what I think.
I don't know what it is. Like, I like you're telling me this shit, and I'm like,
maybe.
You know, telling someone you like them, like, quick off the bat, not like
maybe not off the bat, off the bat,
but pretty fast.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird. You know, told me she liked her. She liked me.
Yeah.
That's not you.
No, you. I know. But I know what you mean. Like, yeah. she said.
She told me that she liked me, and yeah. I was like, that's weird.
What?
That's really? Weird. Yeah, I thought that was weird. I didn't like it. And she, and
I was the same way and back she, then.
But, I mean, she's.
She's crazy, but
not,
like.
Okay, let's not say that. I'm going to have to fucking mute these out.
I'm sorry.
But
I'm so sorry.
Like, she would tell me, she told me like once a week that she really liked me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And I guess she thought it was weird that I wasn't saying it back. And I was like, okay, but that's weird. I eventually did tell her that I liked her.
Liked is different than love.
The thing is, I told her I liked her right before I was going to ask her out.
Really?
Yes. That's when I told her I liked her. That's when you should do it, when you feel like you can move to that phase.
That's different. That's way different.
Yeah.
In my head, it's different. So I tell you I liked you, it's because I want to get to know you. Mm-hmm. I want to know you more. I want to be with you.
Yeah.
I don't love you. Love you is way different. Mm-hmm. If I love you, then I want to make sure you're okay. I want to be there for you. I want to support you if you need support.
Yeah.
Right?
But like, I mean, dating now is a lot different than in high school. And
not really. It's way different. Easier.
No, very different. Because like I could, like you, I don't know. It's like there's more steps before like being exclusive with someone. When you're dating, that's why I'm saying like you can never tell a girl that you like her. Like you can't tell her a girl you can't, you like her until like you go exclusive with her.
I guess.
When you're like with her and her, that's it. Or right before you're about to ask her out to be exclusive or something, you know.
I guess.
And like I told I liked her right before I asked her, you know, to be my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I don't know. I just think you're getting false positives. That you're just getting kind of lucky.
I'm getting kind of lucky?
Yeah. False positives.
I guess, yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly, like all the girls you do that to, like how do they turn out?
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Most I think of them that are crazy.
Concludes my fucking theory here.
But like, but, I like crazy.
And you know what?
I don't like normal fucking. It's yeah. So boring, dude. I want someone crazy.
I get that. But I think you're gonna go in with that mentality. You're gonna find a girl. You're gonna tell your like her before you like move things with her. Before you go on to like the next stage or whatever, and then you're gonna notice how she's not putting in effort anymore, that she thinks she controls the relationship and shit like
no,
that.
No, I've had that relationship. It was great.
And you're also just fucking weird.
I'm weird. I'm weird as fuck, dude.
But
like, no. Like
and it might just be because...
No, I understand what you mean. Like, nowadays, it's so hard. It's so fucking hard, dude.
You have to keep it up.
You can't just tell someone, like, oh, I like you. And then they go, oh, what the fuck?
There's a whole psychology behind it. You need to make them, like, keep working
wanting
it.
You
it sucks because you can't just come out and tell them, because then they turn off the wanting part of your brain and they now say I have.
It's also the reason why I just don't try anymore.
And I mean
like I don't really talk about this, but fuck it, I'll talk about it. So after 2021,
okay,
I was on a TikTok binge of like male masculinity. I was watching. I was like, what the fuck? I don't understand any of this. And then I started to get it because it was just like, yeah. Once I told a girl I liked her, it was just like, what do you mean? Or do you really like me? Or I'm not really into having a boyfriend at the time. I just want to fuck somebody. And it's just like, fuck. Like, I don't want to fuck somebody. I want somebody.
Yeah.
I want somebody.
Yeah.
So like, yes, not my best friend, but one of my good friends, who's my best friend's Mauricio, and my second best friend's you.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm used to it.
No, my best friends, Mauricio, is we've known each other since middle school. Mm-hmm, okay. You're my second best friend because we keep in touch.
Yeah, okay.
And then my other best friend is because I reconnected with her at my sister's wedding, and we talked, and she fucking hated me.
Yeah. Dude, at the wedding? At the wedding she hated you?
No, no, no.
Okay, okay.
Afterwards. Before that?
Afterwards?
Afterwards.
Afterwards she hated you. Why?
Because I'm me.
Okay.
She didn't like that.
Okay.
Because I didn't see her as like someone I want to be with, but she's not used to that. Mm. She's used to like guys treating her nicely because she's attractive.
Mm. Okay.
I didn't see her as like that. I saw her as like a sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I treated her as like a sister, and she didn't like that. And she was like, oh my God, you're such a fucking asshole. No shit. You don't have a fucking girlfriend, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, go fuck yourself, bitch. She's like, oh my God, you talk to me like that? And I'm like, of course I talk to you like that.
Yeah.
You're a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I don't fucking like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then stuff happened with her.
Not
with me and her. Stuff happened to her.
Oh, okay.
And then we started like talking, and then she understood how I was.
Okay.
Because she finally got the taste of a real world.
I don't see how that was related to what I was talking about.
No,
psychology.
It does, because psychology, it changes. Someone's psychology changes.
Of a man
like that.
The psychology of a woman wanting a man changes.
Yes.
I think it's pretty.
No.
I think it's pretty.
It doesn't.
I mean, changes. It could change between person to person, but I mean, maybe
events
time
to events.
Time,
no, events to event, not when, person to person.
When you like a girl and the girl likes you, the best way to get closer and closer and closer is to have them both wanting. A relationship works when they're both wanting. You can't have one who doesn't want and the one that does want.
How about you both?
That's an obsession. That's just an obsession.
No, not want. It's when you say want and want. To me, it's like obsession. She's obsessed with you and you're obsessed with her.
Uh-huh.
I want you, I want her kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
When it's like, I like and like, yes, I get that. Because I like you and I like her. Because it's not as like...
That's what the wanting is.
Want and want. I want you and I want her.
Uh-huh.
To me, like nowadays. Let's think of nowadays, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it's like... A girl wants a guy. She wants you as someone she thinks of. As in somebody mm-hmm. she thinks of, like...
Right.
Like, she wants you as somebody she...
You need to get in your head.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
She wants to get in your head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you want her, but it's not like that. Like, a male wants a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I want you to be the perfect embodiment of a woman. It's like I like you because you're someone I kind of relate with. Mm-hmm. I kind of enjoy with being. I can talk to you.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
With a woman, it's different.
But we're
nowadays.
We're not talking about that, though.
It's psychology,
about,
right?
We're talking about the psychology of two, a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who like each other, who wants a relationship with each other, how that happens. And how it happens is you need to constantly want each other. You need to constantly drop hints of
I can't. No.
I know.
I don't agree.
You don't agree. You don't think that's how it happens?
No.
Think of any relationship, of a friend or whatever.
A friend or anything?
A friend from like high school or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, tell me.
She liked me because I looked attractive.
That's not what I'm talking about. I don't know how to explain it to you.
Recently, she liked me because I looked attractive. Okay. Most recently, she liked me because I was in the army.
Okay. And you didn't want her?
No, but she, okay. I was in the army.
That's why.
That's all she wanted. Okay. She wanted someone who was in the army but who get the benefits.
I'm trying to like make this work with what you're giving me. But did you want her?
No.
Okay, there you go. That's why it ends. Because you didn't want her.
I didn't want her because she wanted me for being in the army. Yes, I liked her. And I wanted her at the start.
Okay, what pretty much what I'm trying to say.
But when I mentioned the army, she was like, "Oh fuck."
Just, she left?
No, she was like into me. Yeah. And I was like, "No, fuck off."
Yeah. You didn't want her, obviously. Okay. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about still. But I'm saying pretty much it boils down to this. Two people like each other. They want to have a relationship. They want to get with each other, yeah, right?
Two people have
that,
like
yeah. In order to do that, you need to keep each other wanting each other. You have to.
I don't understand that part.
Why don't you understand that part? You think that one part?
No.
One
no.
Person? One,
no.
What do you
no.
think then? How do you think a fucking relationship starts?
A relationship starts when someone likes the other person.
From what? Your perspective?
Yes.
Okay, what about their perspective?
I like her. She likes me. Right?
That's what I've been saying.
No, not want. She likes me. I like her. Oh my God. And then she...
Okay. I can use that
terminology. It just grows, and it's like it's a bond. It's a bond after that. It's not like she keeps wanting me for some fucking dumbass reason.
Okay, that's what I'm not using. Like because
well, want right? Want
yeah.
She wants me.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be with me.
Yes,
because I'm something either special or something like yes. She can't have. Right?
Yes.
Sure, I have something she wants. She has something I want.
Okay, essentially, you have to, like, they have to like you enough to where they have to, like, does that make sense? Like, they have to try to get you.
No. But she could try at first, and then she already...
That's how you want it. I'm telling you, like, that's how it works. Like, in, like...
Like, at the start, sure, people. But not, like, a continuous relationship. It's a work. It's work. It's literally work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have different thoughts about, like, later on, like, when we start getting to know each other, and mm-hmm. she's like, let's say religion. Yes, it's a fucking serious topic, or it's not a serious topic, or it's, like, a something topic. You know what I'm talking about?
What religion?
Just a religion in general.
Okay, I don't see why we're going to religion.
No, but... But for me, I'm like, I don't really believe in anything. And then if she does, I can be like, okay, I can understand. And then we mm-hmm. can work on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some girls, it's like, oh, you don't believe in that? Fuck you.
Okay.
That's how I see it.
Okay.
Like, want and want, right?
Okay.
I want you, but she wants me. And then we grow and grow and grow until the point where she's like, yeah, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, and that's when she stops wanting you.
Yeah.
She can still like you. I still like her. I don't want her anymore.
I don't like anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like any of my ex.
So it works like this, all right?
Okay.
There's little Petey and there's little, I don't know, Sandy, okay? Sandy likes Petey.
Okay.
Petey also likes...
Sandy. Wait, for what?
Did I say why? Sandy likes Petey? Okay.
Yeah, wait, so Sandy Petey, likes Petey.
Petey likes Sandy. Sandy yeah. likes Petey. So Petey and Sandy start talking. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And now they're talking. Petey goes, hey, Sandy, I like you. Sandy goes, oh, wow. Cool. Sandy no longer has to try to make his relationship work because he thinks that Petey already likes Sandy. So now Sandy is just going to do, you know, fuck off, whatever. Not fuck off, but like.
Like fuck other people?
No, not fuck other people. But now she's in control. And when Sandy and Petey can get together.
No.
And be together.
No.
She's in control of that.
God, no.
What do you mean no?
No.
Okay, I think we just got to agree to disagree.
Yeah, we got to agree to disagree. Because we've talked about this for like an hour.
This has been a bit too long.
Yeah.
But do you have another thing you want to talk about or do you want to end it?
I don't know.
You're very decisive.
Decisive?
Yeah.
Ghosts.
You want to talk about ghosts?
Sure, at the end. Like a random ass thing.
Do you need to go anywhere?
And a random ass thing.
Do you need to go anywhere?
No.
No?
Not right now.
Okay, let me take a piss.
Go ahead.
I have ghost stories.
Yeah. Let's talk about ghosts. A random ass thing. You can cut this up wherever you want to because we're not going to agree to anything about relationships because I have a way different fucking topic or way different thing. Thing, but yeah, I want to talk about ghosts. You know why?
Go ahead.
Distractible. Oh my god. Yeah.
You want to talk about ghosts because another podcast talked about ghosts? And as in it gave you the idea?
No, not gave me an idea. It was just like, it's something interesting.
What, ghosts?
Like, either people believe in or don't believe in. So, like, I mean, like, do you believe in or do you don't?
So, I'm kind of, recently, I've been a little, like, unsure. Because...
Like what?
Please so, I mean, I'd rather believe in, like, spirits rather than ghosts.
All right, what's the because, difference? No, like, to you, what's the difference?
Spirits can't touch anything. They have okay. no... They have no... What's it called?
Like, no connection to the...
To the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, well, not... Of course, they have a connection to the real world.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
But like, they have like, no... They have no physical...
Bond to
yeah,
whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. They can't...
Like, physically
react to... They're not in the physical world, but they're in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
But, And... Where was I going with that? And that's... No. That's simply because of my... Just my in college, like we learned about science and shit about that. Mm-hmm. For shit to move, it needs
about
matter.
Ghosts or
no, we didn't learn about ghosts.
Like matter,
but it's just like yeah, it's just it comes down to this: for something to move, it needs matter.
Yeah,
because it needs, you know, it's just it comes down to the science. Like you can't, this can't fucking like every action has a equal and opposite reaction. Yep. Okay. This box isn't gonna move out of fucking nothing.
No,
like, yeah. A wind might move
unless your dog
because,
moves it
because yeah. It had matter and yeah. It had a reaction, right? So in that case, that would mean that like ghosts are living things, which completely contradicts what they are. Mm-hmm. So they're spirits to me.
Okay, that's fine. So like with me, I never believed in ghosts until I watched Ghost Adventures.
Really? You watched a show about ghosts and yeah, that? Yeah. Really?
And
that
not like you... believed in, but I was like, okay, maybe, possibly. Mm-hmm. But it's like, when I went to my mom's house, chills every day. Just chills.
Wow, okay.
For no reason. Like, I would just stand in the kitchen and just be like, chills. Or it's like, someone will touch my arm and I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Just chills for no reason. Yeah. That's kind of like why I brought up this topic, because I think it's interesting.
Yeah,
because some people don't believe in it, some people do believe in it.
Yeah, but do you have any encounters like from yourself?
Encounters, maybe not, because I don't really like, maybe like 25% I do fit, like 75% I don't.
What do you mean?
Because like when somebody dies, they die, they don't exist.
Okay. And so then,
but the 25% is like, why the fuck is this happening? Kind of thing.
Well, what is happening?
So like my mom recently. Okay. Let's talk about a ghost story.
Okay.
My mom does Storage Wars. You know, it's a show.
Yeah.
So like they bet on a storage unit.
Right.
They get. So she gets a storage unit. She got it. One storage unit had a urn.
Ah, okay.
Of a dead mom.
Okay.
Her parents were fucking, well, not her parents, her fucking daughter, son, whatever, were pieces of shit and left her in that.
Wow, okay.
So my mom spread her ashes at my sister's house. Yeah, exactly. Okay. At my sister, well, not my sister's house, but like a lake next to my sister's house.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so they spread her ashes. And then the next 2 days, shit was just falling off the walls. Not like, I'm not kidding. Like,
mm-hmm.
like my mom was taking a shit. She told me she was taking a shit and a picture just fall off.
Okay.
And my sister thought it was a cat. My mom was like, no, it's just falling off. She's like, no way. There's no way. And then the next day, just a painting. No matter, out of nowhere. Just started falling off the walls.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Right.
And my sister's like, this person needs to leave my fucking house now. And then my brother-in-law didn't believe it. He was like, stop being crazy. There's no way. And then the next day when he saw it, because my mom was there for like a week, they did it like halfway through the week, spraying mm-hmm. the ashes.
Yeah.
So like the third day, afterwards. My brother-in-law was like, yeah, the picture I had up on like next to me just flew for no fucking reason. It just flew off the fucking countertop.
Okay.
And then my sister's like, Mom, you gotta fucking take the ghost with you. I'm not dealing with no paranormal shit in my house. I got a baby with me kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so after my mom left, nothing happened afterwards.
Wow. Did it move to her house?
I believe so, because every day I just, me and Steven, my younger brother.
Yeah.
Steven.
We get chills.
We just get chills for no reason. Wow. And then I believe my younger brother has more of a, not psychic, but like a more in-depth kind of feeling him.
Oh my God. I remember we were high with him here and he kept saying, there's an owl.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like I think he's more in-depth with it because he's like, Hey, bro. Cause you know how Steven talks. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, bro. Do you get like vibrations? I'm like, vibration? Are you high? He's like, not high right now. I just feel the vibrations. So I'm like, what? There's nothing like flies off the walls or anything like that. But yes, I do get the feelings of like someone touching my arm.
Whoa, that's weird. That's
or like if I'm like staring, like if I'm like in the shower, someone's staring at me.
Oh, wow.
It's weird.
That's scary.
But I honestly think my house is now haunted because last year, nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. And now we're getting some
stuff. But now, yeah. That's why I believe like, so, it not be ghosts, but it might be like spiritual, like someone like with their spirits or like with my mom, because my mom was kind enough to like spread their ashes at a peaceful place.
Yeah.
And they were following my mom.
Yeah. But you see, like, I just have a hard time. Like, what made the photos fall? And, like, what made the photos fly across the room? You know?
I believe it's because what my mom said.
What did your mom say?
She said, your family fucking hates you. Not, like, in those kind of words, but in, like, a funny way.
That's what
I don't know how to, like, explain. Like, I say it exactly, but she's, like, she just said it in a funny way of, like, your family hates you. And so she's kind of getting, like, her revenge. That's kind of how I see it.
Your family, like, what, the mother's family?
Like, the dead mother of her
family,
daughter, son, whatever the fuck, hates her.
Okay. The car.
Sorry. Hates her.
Okay.
Because that's exactly what my mom said, and she kind of, like, took revenge of it.
So she's lashing out on you guys.
My mom.
Not
my mom. Your parents. My mom.
Why is she lashing out at your mom?
Because my mom spent 3 days with her. She spent a day with her in her night. Sorry. She spent 3 days with her. The first day was at the house. The second day was on the road to my sister's house. And the third day was at the house of my sister. And then they spread this ashes. And my mom literally talked to her. By the way, the spirit's called Evelyn.
Interesting. Okay.
She's like, Evelyn. Because it was a really bad storm day. Because you know how Texas is.
Mm-hmm.
Weather's unpredictable. So it was like hailing and fucking raining. Like raining really hard. Where like, no matter how much your windshield wipers were like as fast up, it just, you couldn't see shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how Texas is. And she put it the highest thing, and she's like, Evelyn, please, for the love of God, stop the rain.
No way.
Dude, a minute later, the rain stopped. Clear skies. Like nothing ever happened.
So this is a powerful one.
Yeah.
You see, I don't know.
And then she's like, thank you, Evelyn. Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you, Evelyn.
So,
like, because I honestly think that my mom gave her power, she received that power.
Okay,
that's how I see it.
Yeah,
you might see it differently, but
I see it confusing. Like, what's making the fucking pictures fall? Like,
the pictures fall?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, scientifically, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense
that
at all.
That shit actually happens? Like, you got video?
Maybe not video, but, like, it happens.
You got no rings?
No.
That'd be funny. No.
But, yeah, like, that's why I want to talk about it, because I want to see your standpoint of it, because I know Victor would be, like, making fun of it. Mauricio might be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, it doesn't, the picture's falling and shit, like, I don't know.
That's weird, right?
Exaggeration, maybe?
No, it was real, because I asked my sister about it. She was like, yeah, it was weird as fuck.
Yeah, and then, like, it's just because, like, I mean, there's just something in my head, like, it's not true.
It's not true. Like, yeah. Honestly, I don't believe it's true, but, like,
it
might happen.
Like, that something happened, like, I don't know, how were the pictures on the walls? Like, they were hung?
Yeah.
And there was, like, pictures up over each other?
No.
So there was just one picture like this?
But there's never, you know how Texas is. There's no earthquakes. There's no, like,
yeah,
draft winds or anything like that.
Oh, there could be draft winds in a house.
No.
Yeah.
Not that one.
That's, okay. What do you mean not that one?
There was, like, no fireplace, no nothing.
No. I'm saying, like, sometimes my mom's door upstairs, it's right next to the AC. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it closes on its own.
Because they never had an incident.
Huh?
Never. Never had an incident after that. That's the weird part, right?
Did they just put up the no, photos?
They no? had it for like not a month, but like a year.
A
like,
year.
Like one of the pictures I was hung up, it was like over a year. Hung up.
And
it just fell.
Another thing, maybe someone's just playing a prank on y'all.
like
who? Like, you ever heard, like, so I heard Neil deGrasse Tyson talk about how, talk about moon landing, denialists or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was saying how, like, it's so much easier to do it for real than to do it, like, to fake it. And then I was like, oh shit, like, he's so right.
Wait, for real Iceland, what?
He was saying that it's so much easier.
I'm blowing the
mic. He was saying that it's so much easier to go to the moon and record video than it is to fake it, like, in Hollywood. You don't get that?
No. Wait, it's easier as what?
It's easier to go to the moon and record a video, the moon landing on the moon, to record it on the moon. It's easier to do that.
Than to fake it, because you have to spend, not even about thousands. Well, back then it might be, like, thousands now. But like, millions.
But
no,
even then, you might not get everything right, even then. Yeah. There might be something wrong on it.
Yeah.
And you're never going to get it 100% right. It's just like it's easier to film a video on a roller coaster than it is to fake it.
Yeah.
But
Way easier.
So it's like, would it be easier to fake that than for it to actually happen? You know? And we don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I think that's kind of like...
It's weird.
Something
right?
else is going on. Oh, what if... Because like... you know what? Oh my god. This probably won't be it, but what? Just something to put out there, right?
Tell me.
You know the houses by you remember where Barba used to lives?
Yes.
Used to
yes.
live?
The big near ass,
the,
yeah.
Near the quarry? Okay, so I remember seeing something on Nextdoor talking about when the quarry does the explosions, and they're talking about how you need to put your pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to make sure they're secured on the walls and shit, because, like, when the explosion happens, it will shake the house.
Yeah.
And they'll fall.
Yeah.
And so...
They didn't fire fireworks or anything there.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, maybe something like that. Like, they didn't really notice.
Nothing like that.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
Not even a maybe. No.
Maybe.
Like, definitely no.
Maybe, like, a loud car went by.
They live in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, god damn it, dude.
Yeah.
It needs to be something. Maybe,
like, northern, like, Nacogdoches.
Was
have
it
you
windy?
Been in Nacogdoches?
Was it windy?
No.
Fuck. How do you know it's not windy?
I know, because I've been there.
No, I'm saying that day.
That day?
Yeah.
Maybe, but in an indoor house where it's closed shut, like,
dude,
there's
this
no
house,
fireplace.
This house shifts when it's windy.
No, not, no.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, there has to be another explanation.
Yeah, that's the explanation. But like, I don't believe that.
What, believe what? That the pictures fell?
Yeah.
You don't believe it?
No, I believe that the pictures fell, but not because of like physical stuff. Maybe from a ghost, maybe, but like maybe there's something else to it. But it was weird because like my sister has a cat.
Did she? Wait, did your mom run through the hallway really fast?
No.
Did your sister run through the hallway really fast? Did their toddler run through the hallway really fast?
Their toddler is like 1 month old now. She was born in November. She was not even born then.
But yeah.
No, she was born then.
But it still doesn't explain how the fucking picture flew across the counter or whatever.
It wasn't flew across. It just fell.
You said that your brother-in-law came out and said that the picture flew across. One of the pictures
not flew across. I said it fell.
Oh, off the counter?
Yeah. No, off like the painting over your refrigerator right now.
Okay.
Imagine the refrigerator wasn't there. And it just fell for no reason. Like, everything was stable. Stable. Even if it was, like, the windiest fucking day. Mm-hmm. They've been there for over 3 years. Not even 3 years. Like, a year. So, yeah.
I'll have to look up explanations for falling paintings. But, like, let me tell you this story.
Okay.
It's not my story. Me and Victor, we had, like, this idea of like finding friends off of like Tinder,
okay,
and like creating like a friend group.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found this girl who was with this group of friends, and we were like, let's hang out, let's meet up. And so we met up like outside of Stouts. What's up?
I'm looking at my Facebook.
We ended up like meeting up outside of Stouts, and like we meet up, we're like, hey, what's up? Like, I'm Nick, I do this, you know, like really weird, like friendly stuff, right?
Yeah.
And one of their friends was on the phone the entire time, just talking to someone. And Victor was like, hey, is she okay? Like, is like everything all right? And she goes, oh yeah, it's fine. Her mother, or no. There was another guy there, and he goes, his mother was just dragged out by a demon.
What?
We're dragged out of the room
what?
By a demon.
The fuck? And a
we're
demon?
Like, we're like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. And they started to tell us about how one of the guys in the group has a demon living with him in his room, and that sometimes like it closes the doors, it turns off the lights, and he won't be able to turn on the light. It'll shit like that. It'll like take his.
It's faulty.
It'll make it like really cold or whatever. Like just random shit like that. No. So sometimes it said like it wouldn't let him in the room.
Yeah.
And I made a joke like, oh, maybe he's got a girl over. They didn't like it.
Yeah.
They didn't like the joke. But they were talking about that, and they're saying how the demon is protective of him.
Protective of him as what? Like as in how?
As in this, his mother comes over to his house, to wherever he lives, and goes in the rooms and gets dragged out by her hair out of the room by the demon.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. They were like, no, it really happened. It really happened.
No,
like, we watched it happen, and I'm like,
uh-huh. You watched it, or you were half asleep watched it? Because maybe
you're on acid?
Like, yeah, like not even acid.
The
though,
dude had, like, tattoos, like, all over the place. I remember asking him, like, what are your tattoos about? And he's like, I don't even remember getting these. Yeah. You were all over his face and body.
No, like when like for me, it would be like, you get tattoos just because, right?
Yeah.
Like if it was me, I'll get tattoos because not even me. So like other people.
The tattoo isn't the most interesting part about this. It's about the
not
fucking
even,
demon.
Not even. So like tattoos are just because. Like some people just get it because. They like the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But like, dragged out by her hair.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not even tattoos. It's just like, you probably were half asleep and she got dragged out because of maybe you. you probably were like, get the fuck out. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they said it was unprovoked.
Bullshit.
But what, you think she was dragged out or not?
No.
No. Yeah.
Fuck no.
No. They were telling me that, like, how it didn't...
Being touched, maybe.
It was...
Being manipulated, maybe. But, like, not, like, dragged out, physically dragged out. Not, like, anything like that. Yeah. Manipulated isn't, like, mentally. Like, fucked up.
Yeah, they're telling us how they spoke with him.
Because you haven't gone like to that. A therapist, and you're like, oh, fuck, maybe...
Yeah. But, yeah.
Maybe you did it in your fucking sleep.
Well, there was like two other people with him and his mom there. There's three people said they saw this happen.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I call bullshit too. Because I don't really believe in that.
Me either.
And when I say really believe in that, it's like touch, maybe. Feeling, maybe. But like shit falling out of nowhere, sliding out of nowhere, yeah, I probably believe in that. Like, have you seen Ghost Adventures?
No, I don't think so.
With Zach Bagan?
I don't think so. But is that the one? It's probably completely
it's
wrong.
It's super fucking famous. It's not Ghost Hunters.
But is it the one where, like, they have that, like, thing that changes channels really fast? And to try to talk to the... Okay, and then they go, like, they ask him a question. And then the ghost goes, you're gay.
No, not that no. one. Not that one. Okay. But the... Actually, wait. No, the ghost goes, like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No, I think it was either both or one of those, but there's like, he asked him a question and he goes, you're gay. And he goes, that's not what I asked.
No. That's probably Ghost Hunters. Yeah. And they probably like cut that. Because I believe the only reason I believe Ghost Adventures is because they're like, they're like, dude, like, it was serious. Like, I'm not fucking with you. Like, it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're so serious about it. Because if they don't find anything, they tell you.
Yeah.
Or they don't even make an episode. And then it's like after hours, because they have like fucking three different TV shows about Ghost Adventures because they're the most real people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I believe in. Not believe in, but like I skeptically believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I brought up this topic because I'm like, I got into Ghost Adventures.
And now you like ghosts?
Not ghosts, no. I don't like ghosts. I like demons.
Oh, like the demon that pulled that girl out of it.
No, I don't believe in that. Demons are like they just fuck with you mentally.
Do you believe that I don't know why I pointed it that way, but you believe that mirrors are a gateway
from
really? So you're cool with mirrors?
Yeah.
Really?
Because they're cool.
Bro, if I believe in that, I would not have a mirror in my house.
Demons are gateway mirrors are gateways to like hell
or doors to
spiritual afterlife.
Or they're like just that like demons could pass through them or something. If I believe that, I would not have a mirror in my
house. Maybe not believe in my house. But halfway believing it, I'm like, fuck it, let's go.
That would be like people would come to my house and be like, hey, how come you don't have mirrors in your bathroom? The demons.
Demons, yeah.
Demons.
Or ghosts.
Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't not do that. I never had any, like, encounters like that or whatever. The only encounters I had were, like, sightings, I guess.
Like what?
So there was one upstairs in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was just washing my hands and shit. Like a good little boy, like I'm supposed to, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, whatever. And I had soap in my hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I told the story in the podcast, but I had soap in my hand. And I see in the corner of my eye, like in my peripheral, what looked like a dead prince. He was about 16, I think. 16, 18.
What?
He was wearing royal clothes. Bloody royal clothes. He was bleeding from his mouth.
Okay.
He had a crown on sideways, bleeding from the crown. I guess they put it on too hard or something.
You sure you didn't like watch a metalcore fucking video that I've watched?
If you pull up the picture, that might be what I'm thinking of.
Maybe.
But like it was like they pressed the crown onto his head and he was going like this and he was like
16, 18. Okay, he wasn't 16.
He was brunette too.
No.
Black hair.
Brunette maybe.
Black
hair. I'm gonna pull up a fit. Okay. They won't see, but
maybe I saw it one day and it just came up in my dreams and scared me.
But audience, it's called Immaculate Misconception. It's by the Motionless and White.
Mm-hmm. But I see that in my doorway and I get scared and I threw like my soap dispenser at it. And then one time in my mom's room, this is when I was very young, by the way. One time in my mom's room, I'm with my mom and I walk into her room and I see the same dude in front of her desk, in front of her like work area.
Like pale white, fucking blood dripping down his fucking forehead.
It was pale white, but the crown was completely different. It was like an actual royal crown.
Like an actual royal crown?
Yeah.
Maybe it was from Throne. But yes, I think I know what you're talking about, but
I can never explain it. But like, I asked the best I could explain it.
Yeah.
But I saw him again in my mom's room when I was walking in under this like archway in front of her bed. And I remember like being scared and like running to my mom and be like, "Mom, you see it? It's like a prince. It's like a bloody prince." Exact words that I used. And she said, I don't see it. And I'm like, "It's right there.
Can't find it."
And then it went away. And then what's it called? Another time I was home alone and
home alone.
Yeah. But you don't think I'm home alone? Like
you're home alone most of the time. So anyway.
But I'm home alone. I'm here at this table.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear Nick, like whispers. I hear Nick.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
audio disillusions.
What's going on? And then I hear, "Get out." I'm like, "I got the fuck out.
Get out."
Yeah. I got the fuck out and I ran back there to the backyard. And I'm like, you know, I had a phone at this
like
time.
You're ready. Like, who the fuck is coming after me?
I had a phone and I'm like, "Come the fuck out. Come the fuck out." Yeah. And then he pops up like near the doorway. Near this like little area right here. Mm-hmm. And I fucking throw my phone at it.
Were you high?
No, this was before. I was like 12 or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, those are my encounters. But you have seen, not seen, but you've like.
Not seen, but I've like, so.
I'm talking about like shit like falling.
Falling? Not really.
Like moving.
No. I've had like a dream. I had a nightmare one time, right? Mm-hmm. And I woke up and it was this dude just staring at me, smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like a creepy, like my fucking ID smile. Like creepy. It was creepy.
That's how you...
So I woke up and I was like paralyzed for like a good minute because I was like, "What the fuck?" But that was like in the barracks.
Oh, that was recent.
No.
Well, I mean, more recent than 12 years old. But
not 12 years old, but like, I was like 19, 20 years old.
Okay.
No, I was like 20, 21 or 22, really.
Okay.
And I woke up to that. I wasn't drinking. I woke up to that, and I was like, "What the fuck?" Because it looked like my buddy Cece.
Oh, God. Okay. That's scary.
Yeah. It looked like my buddy Cece, but it wasn't my buddy Cece because I woke up and I was like, "Holy shit." But I didn't say anything because I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
And I couldn't move and I felt like a sharp pain in my side, like someone was stabbing me.
Oh, no.
And he was like, "It's okay."
Who?
But then again.
Who said that? Who
said that? The dude.
The staring at you? That was staring at me. Your dream?
Like, he didn't move his mouth. It was just, like, a whisper in my head. It was like, "It's okay."
Wait, he's still staring at you?
Yes.
So, wait, you're still in your dream then? You woke
No,
up.
I wasn't in my dream. I was awoke. Like, I was awakened.
Then how did you still see him?
I didn't see him until I woke up. I woke up because I had a nightmare of something different.
And then,
no.
What?
So, my nightmare, it's a fucked up nightmare.
Yeah. Okay, the nightmare.
My nightmare was, I don't know if I want to talk about it.
Okay, don't talk about it.
I'll talk about it. So no,
you don't have to talk about it.
It was.
I'm more concerned about the dude staring at you.
No, it kind of correlates, but it doesn't.
Okay.
So it was recent. I recently broke up with my girlfriend who lasted like 6 months, which was my longest relationship ever.
Okay.
6 months. We broke up, and my dream was I was killing her.
Oh.
No, I wasn't killing her. I was trying to kill her.
Okay.
But like halfway through the steps, I would die, restart. Go back to the dream.
Oh, no.
Okay. Like, I wouldn't wake up. I would just restart, go through, die again. And I'll get, like, a little bit further, until the point where I was, like, I pointed a gun to her, and that's when I woke up. I woke up. My buddy Cece, with a creepy-ass smile. Creepy. Mm-hmm. Like, my fucking driver's license photo kind of smile. Uh-huh. Was like...
Okay. Yeah, you have to show me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. So it's creepy ass smile with a weird ass look. Just looked at me, and then he had like a stabbing motion, but not really. Like he was holding a knife to me.
Uh huh.
Like to my throat.
Okay.
But I had a sharp pain in my side. Like he stabbed me beforehand.
Okay.
And then he didn't say anything. Like his mouth didn't move, but like a voice went through my head. There's a reason. I believe there's a reason why. There's a reason why of that, but the voice in my head was like, it's okay. It's going to happen.
Okay.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like in my head, I was like, what the fuck? I couldn't say anything. I couldn't move anything. Like I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was over me, creepy ass smile and everything. And then once he like faded away into blackness, I got to move. And the reason why I believe there's a reason why it happened to that, because I believe that someone like looked like Cece died in my room, is because in that barracks, people would take their lives.
Okay.
Like kill themselves.
Okay.
So I believe someone like stabbed him and slit his throat.
Okay.
Because people would take their lives in that room.
Okay.
And that entire barracks. And a barracks has like over 100 rooms.
Okay.
So yeah.
So
that's why I believe that ghosts are kind of real.
So did you ever ask CC? Like not ask him, but did you ever tell him?
Yes, I told him.
And what did he say? What did
he say? He was like, "What the fuck?"
Tell me the whole story. Tell me like when you saw him.
So we were out drinking.
Okay.
And I think we're at Big Eye, and then we came back to his house. No, it was before we went to his house. And I was like, "Dude, I had a fucking..." We were pre-gaming to go out, right? And I was like, dude, I had a dream last night of you stabbing me into the side and having a throat to my neck telling me, it's okay, it's gonna happen. And he was like, what? Because he lived across, like, not like adjacent, but like a door next to, across the room of me. He was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's crazy. I'm like, I know.
That's it. You just went that crazy.
And then we drank the rest of the night. That was it.
Like, damn.
I think he brought it up like once. He was like, yeah, Bort had like a dream about me stabbing him in the side and like holding a knife.
But so wait, you told him it was a dream instead of you already broken up?
No, I told him it was like I woke up and he had the knife into my side, took it out. Fucking hold it to my throat and then a voice, and I believe it was my buddy Schofield, my best friend, in the army.
The Schofield, that was his voice?
Like, it was his voice. It was like, it's okay, it's about to happen anyway.
Okay.
And I was like, what the fuck?
And you're awake.
I was awake. No, I was awake the entire time.
Oh, that's so weird.
Because I was just like laid back.
Did you go back to sleep? Or like,
no,
did you stayed up?
I stayed up and he just faded into darkness.
Did you get up and like,
no, like he faded into darkness. I was just like, and then I felt my heart have like a panic attack. So I had to go straight to the restroom and like just calm, like not restroom, but like latrine. Uh-huh. Latrine is like with the bathroom, like sink and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay. With the restrooms and showers and everything.
Okay.
I went to the shower side and I was just staring at the window. Not the window, the mirror.
That shared showers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was staring at the mirror and I was just like,
this is where he came through.
I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
So wait, he faded away. Did you get up immediately or did you wait? Like
I kind of waited. I waited like a good 30 minutes to an hour. And then my friend was like, you haven't moved in like 4 hours. And I was like, what?
But you were sitting up.
Yeah, it felt like an hour.
But you were sitting up?
No.
You were just laying there?
I was laying there.
Were you supposed to be up by this point?
No. It was like the weekend. My friend like wakes up late.
Okay.
Because he stays up to like how I do, like 4 a.m.
Okay.
He went to my side. He was like, it's weird that I haven't heard you like move in a while.
Ah.
Because he usually like wakes up and he's like,
did aware. You ask him if he heard?
No.
Why not?
Because it was weird.
You didn't ask him if you heard anything?
No, dude. Why would you ask anybody about that?
Bro, I try to understand what the fuck was going on. Like, why?
So I told him that I was like, yeah, I think I had like a dream about my CC holding a knife to me. I think I told him about that. But it was later on. Like, it wasn't that day.
Yeah.
Like, that day, I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Because...
Did you ask him if he heard anyone come in or out?
No. Because I don't believe anyone came in. Because he just faded in the darkness. Because I don't think anyone came in.
Bro, I have such a hard time believing that was, like,
no,
fake. I would be like, you fucking did this!
No. I don't think it was fake. I think it was real. But it was, like, not CeCe.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have a hard time believing. Not like someone else, but like something else.
But I'd have a hard time believing that they weren't like fucking with me.
But the
that,
reason
that
why
weren't they actually there?
The reason why I can like actually believe that is because the barracks I stayed in, so many people.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like, not 100, but like 50 people took their lives that year.
Wow.
In 1 year.
Wow.
So. I can believe it. I can believe that someone was like, you're going to die next. Something like that.
Jesus Christ,
man. But like...
That's scary.
It's scary as fuck, dude.
So like, imagine...
I didn't think it was a dream either. I thought it was like... Not even like it was real life. I was just like, oh shit, this is happening.
Imagine how different this could have gone if you didn't like believe in spirits.
I don't really believe, like,
or like, if you didn't believe in like the paranormal shit,
yeah,
like how completely,
yeah,
it would have been gone completely different. Like, yeah. You would have went to like your like commanding officer or whatever, like, yo,
like, why the fuck,
CeCe and Schofield were in my fucking room,
fucking with me, yeah,
tried to kill me.
No, I'm just fucking with me, holding my pressure point to my side.
Yeah,
yeah,
that would have been so bad, huh?
Yeah,
like, thank God you believe in that shit.
I don't believe in it. I was just like, what the fuck? And then no, I told him. I was like, did you come in my room last night? He was like, what the fuck? No, I was just dead asleep.
Yeah.
And we're good friends, so I believe what he said.
But also, you asked Schofield too if he came in or what?
Yeah,
just to fuck with you, like.
Yeah, wait. I was like, did you come into my room and like whisper in my ear when I was asleep or something like that?
You see, like the thing is like maybe he did, and you just like imagined the.
No, I don't believe he did because.
Okay.
He wasn't. He was there, but he wasn't there. If you know what I mean, he was in a completely other building. Than I was.
Oh, so he couldn't have because
fuck no,
because he wouldn't got in trouble if he got out, right?
So yeah,
is it easy to get caught? Is it easy to?
No, you can leave whenever you want, but not that early.
Yeah, so like
it's weird to go out that early and to come to my fucking room, and it's like 2 a.m.
I guess just to fuck with you, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense. And
unless
me and him
like, really didn't like you.
Yeah, but me and him are like really good friends. Yeah. Like, fuck, he messaged me right now, and we haven't talked in like 2 weeks, and we haven't talked. Like the first time I talked to him was like in a year or and a half.
Yeah, bro,
like we're really good friends.
Yeah,
like,
I think I'd have.
He wouldn't do that to me.
I'd have such a hard time believing that. Like that was just. Like, I'd try to, like, make it, like, real.
No, I couldn't. I was like, maybe my mind's fucking with me.
And then, like, even if, like, the NCO is like, it was just a dream or something.
Dude, I had a panic attack.
Yeah.
No, like for the next day, I just had a panic. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah. You're like, he's going to come back.
No, not even that.
You put bells on the doors.
No. It was like, No. I was just like, I can't sleep. Like, I'm not going to sleep because of that, what happened.
Yeah. Damn.
But yeah, like, that's kind of why
I've had dreams like that.
Like dreams, or like you woke up and it was
it was a dream and okay. It was myself.
And dude, I have fucked up dreams. We can talk about fucked up dreams all day.
Yeah, but let's not. But yeah. it was myself, and I wasn't right over me. I was in the doorway and I was looking at myself sleeping.
No, wait. I have to remember the dream. It wasn't my ex. That was a different night.
Which is crazy because that's the first step of sleep paralysis.
Yes, I know. I was like, oh, I have sleep paralysis. I couldn't move. Like, I knew what was going on. I was like, well, I can't move. Oh, sleep paralysis. Fuck, why the fuck am I happening? Like, I've never had sleep paralysis ever. Never.
Yeah. But when the face came up, that's when you... That's... Oh.
Yeah, because I literally woke up.
But that's weird, though, because the first steps usually is you see yourself
no from your I never doorway. Saw myself yeah, I never I saw myself,
but the steps are you see yourself from your doorway and then you look at the doorway.
I didn't
and
have a doorway a demon. I never had a doorway.
Or no, it's not a demon, but it's an old lady or some shit.
It wasn't an old lady. It was yeah my I know friend.
That's what I'm saying, like yeah, that's how like sleep paralysis starts
usually, but like I had sleep paralysis and my like literally my friend had to come over, my roommate. Not my friend, my roommate.
Mm-hmm. I remember my roommate. Had to come over and move you.
No, he had to be like, you okay? Because he heard me go.
Oh, no. Damn, that's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Having nightmares.
Because I'm usually, I don't snore when I sleep. And I don't like breathe heavily when I sleep. I have panic attacks only like, not even often. It's just like once in like a blue moon.
So, like, most of your, I guess, nights, you've been sleeping with, like, other people in the room, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you have nightmares, do they not care or do they ask?
So, like...
Like, when it's audible.
Audible. Like how? Because my nightmares...
You wake up in a panic or...
No. So, I had nightmares since I was 8.
Yeah.
And they became dreams. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. So, yeah. like, I would have nightmares... And they would be like normal. So normal. So like if I had a nightmare one night, I would just wake up like, that was a weird dream. But if I had a normal dream, I'd have a panic attack.
Yeah. Okay.
Just know like what's a normal dream for you? Like if you can remember.
A normal dream for me. What was the last dream I remember? What was the last dream I remember? Oh, I had a weird dream.
Okay. That's fine. A while it's like a normal dream though. Like it's a dream. Not like you dying or like anything like that.
I'm trying to remember what happened though.
Yeah.
I kind of vaguely remember.
Like if you want me to
go ahead.
Elaborate so you can like think of it.
Yeah.
So like a normal dream for me would have been like me flying or like breathing underwater, mm-hmm. right? Like a normal dream, like mm-hmm. oh, you should be drowning, but oh, I can breathe under this. This is a dream.
Yeah, my dreams have more.
Or like stories. I'm flying through the air. And I'm just like, oh shit, okay. I'm not dying. I'm not getting tortured. I'm not thinking of like awful fucking things.
Yeah,
it's just like it's a normal fucking dream, right? I'll wake up in a panic attack for no reason.
Okay, but my dreams have a lot more story for some reason, but I can't really pinpoint one.
That happens, dude.
Yeah. I used to have a dream journal so I could remember my dreams.
I can remember my dreams. Well, the ones I can remember.
Yeah, no shit.
You want to know a recent dream?
What's your recent dream?
I woke up recently. I had a panic attack. It was like 3 days ago.
Okay.
3 days ago. It was like a normal ass dream. I was on a date with somebody.
Okay.
And it's always the same person.
Interesting.
It's okay. Weird.
Okay.
And it goes back to when I had a dream about this girl who had red hair. I was at my friend's house. My buddy Schofield had a girl.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy B. Brzezinski I showed you a picture.
Okay.
The guy who's like jacked as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 6'3".
Okay.
That guy.
Okay.
He had a girl. And then Rivera. Yeah, Rivera, my good friend from Puerto Rico. He, him and his wife were like inviting us over. We were watching a movie. And then I had a girlfriend out of nowhere who had.
Okay.
And also a daughter for no fucking reason. She had red hair, not daughter, but my girlfriend had red hair. And then my daughter came up to me and was like, "Daddy." And then I woke up and I had a panic attack.
Damn.
And then recently, this also kind of says recently, because recently I was sleeping on my fucking recliner, not recliner, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sleeping on there, and then my daughter, in a dream, my daughter came up to me and climbed up and was laying on my chest. She was like, "Daddy, I love you." And I woke up and I had a panic attack for no reason.
Have you ever, Army sometimes, have you ever used like water purifiers? No?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
When I was in AIT, yeah.
What type of purifier? What was the chemical?
It's just water.
No, of the purifier.
Purifier.
Uh-huh.
Like what?
What the fuck was that noise?
It's upstairs.
Okay. Fucking demons. But like a water purifiers, like tablets or mm-hmm. drops.
We didn't do drops. We just have like a water fucking thing.
Filter?
Not filter. We just poured it with water and it just missed. It was all water purifier, but it was really just mist and it had to smell.
So it just
to
the boiled room. It?
Not boil it.
Okay. Well, did it have a chemical in it? Do you remember?
Yeah. It was like the dye we used. That was the chemical we used to make it mist.
Was it iodine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So when I was in Minnesota, so when I did Philmont with Boy Scouts, we did purifying tablets. I think I can't remember what the chemical was in that one, but it made it taste like pool water. I didn't get any dreams and any weird dreams there, but in Minnesota when I went to Northern Tier and I canoed for 6 days. Yeah, so what we would do is we'd fill up our water bottles and then we'd do a drop of iodine into it and then we'd close it. We have to wait 30 minutes.
Ugh.
It actually did not taste bad.
No, it doesn't, but...
Yeah.
Ugh.
But the dreams you get on iodine, bro?
It's insane.
It's... Whoa. Okay, so I remember a few. Well, I really only remember...
Look, I don't know from experience, but I know from like research.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. The thing is... What's weirder is you don't remember them after you wake up. You start getting memories. You start getting memories of shit that didn't happen.
What?
So look, this was a dream. I was canoeing.
Mm-hmm.
I was going just a nice. It was like a lake I've seen. Like it was like a lake I've seen that I was just finished canoeing on. It's a nice day. I'm going, you know, and then I look behind me. And I go, "Hey, everything good back there?" And there's a fucking bear. There's a bear.
What kind of bear?
A grizzly.
Kind of, brown?
Brown grizzly.
Oh, shit.
Canoeing with me.
Oh, fuck.
And I think I'm like acting like it's fucking normal.
Yeah.
Right? And he goes, "Oh!" You know, like saying like it's all good, you know. And then I get this panoramic shot of like the side of the kayak or the canoe of me paddling and the bear and the bear fishing. And I kept remember going through the trip and I kept getting that memory of the kayak or the canoe and the bear like fishing out of it with me in the front. And I'm going like, how am I seeing myself in this memory? Why the fuck is there a bear in the back of my canoe? You know, and I remember like talking about like the dreams with the other guys,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying like, yeah, it comes back to you in memories of shit you didn't have.
Really?
Like,
I never knew that.
And I do remember like very specifically being in the front of the canoe and like looking behind me and seeing like a big brown man. And like, I think I put that together with one of the adults who was a very bigger man and he was Mexican. But in my dream, I made it a fucking bear. It's crazy.
Like for me, I wish I had I had those dreams.
Yeah.
Never had those dreams.
They're fun. Take some iodine. They're a little crazy.
They're a little crazy, but no.
They're just weird.
I've always had nightmares. Well, what people call nightmares.
So when you're...
I checked all the saved recording. Nothing else was saved for this episode. It was either lost or we ran out of space. Very unlikely. But that's the end of the episode and the last part of With Michael Again.